Hollywood decline, Sony Pictures set to lay off hundreds. By Warner Todd Houston on April 8, 2026. Sony Pictures Entertainment is reportedly set to lay off hundreds of employees across its TV, film, and corporate offices as Hollywood continues to contract. According to Variety, one of the top layoffs will be that of Colin Davis, EVP of Comedy Development. Sources tell the paper that the layoffs are not cost-driven but are targeted and strategic and are an effort to reorganize for the future. The company is looking to maximize growth all across the company, including anime, YouTube, brand extension, game shows, video gaming, and many other areas. The campaign was announced in a memo to employees by Sony Pictures Entertainment CEO Ravi Ahuja. Over the past year, we have sharpened our strategy and clarified where we believe the greatest opportunities exist, Ahuja said in the memo. As we lean into those priorities, we need to operate with greater focus, speed, and alignment to strengthen our differentiated capabilities. To support our growth, we are aligning our organization with where the business is going, not where it has been. That requires changes to how we are structured and where we invest. With that, we are reducing roles in certain areas while increasing focus and investment in others that are most critical to our future, he continued. This means that some of our colleagues will be leaving the company. These are difficult decisions. They impact talented people who have contributed meaningfully to our work and culture. We are grateful for their contributions, and our P&O teams are committed to supporting them through this transition. Sony's cost-cutting is yet another example of the major contraction going on all across the entertainment industry and an example of the pressures driving Hollywood into a state of shock. Last October, Breitbart News reported that jobs in the movie industry had disappeared by 30% over the previous 2 years. It was noted that at the end of 2024, there were only 100,000 motion picture jobs in Los Angeles County, compared to 142,000 2 years earlier. The collapse in jobs was preceded by an equally stiff drop-off of 48% in theater attendance. Early this month, The Wall Street Journal reported that Hollywood's fall is so bad that Los Angeles may soon resemble the auto industry's decline in Detroit and that Hollywood's collapse is a nightmare scenario playing out. It isn't just the current financial pressure driving Hollywood to decline. Comedian Davey Spade also pointed to political problems. He blamed California Democrats Governor Gavin Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass for the destruction of the film industry in Hollywood. "Dude, I'm so old," Spade said. "I was on the lot at CBS Radford when we were doing Just Shoot Me. And also they were doing Seinfeld, and I'd see him on his bike. It was the greatest lot. Of course, just filed for bankruptcy, the lot. Terrifying in LA." "Thanks, Karen Bass. Thanks, Gavin." Spade's co-host, Dana Carvey, agreed that the Hollywood studio system is dying and said that something needs to be done to save it. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.